السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان أمراؤكم خياركم وأغنياؤكم سمحاءكم وأموركم شورى بينكم فزهر الأرض خير من بطنها، وإذا كان أمراؤكم شراركم وأغنياؤكم بخلاءكم وأموركم إلى نسائكم وبطن الارض خير من زهرها، او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and our sisters who listen over the receivers, I was making dua, Allah Ta'ala must put some mazmoon in my mind which will be beneficial to all of us. So last week we were discussing something about the assassination of Benazir Bhutto and the implications and the lessons that we get from such incidents that occur. So the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and one part of the ayat, of a lengthy ayat of the Quran Sharif, I have recited before you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then he talks about the companions. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. But I'm not going into a discussion of all that. In the limited time, we cannot discuss all those issues. However, one or two important points that come to mind is this: that there was a very, very large section of the Muslim population of Pakistan that was very, very desirous of appointing Benazir to the leadership position. And of course there was a complete backing of America, UK and other forces which we will term as those who are not interested in Islam but interested in the destruction of Islam, and those who are interested in nothing but a liberal kind of Islam in which everything goes, a country in which you can have dancing, music, liquor, porn, all kinds of dirty films and every kind of liberation that you can think of. That is what they want, and that is what they are desirous of. They do not want any kind of Islam, or they do not want any kind of Iman to flourish. Because the moment the people talk about Islam, then you are talking about the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they are allergic to that. Because when you talk about the Quran and the Sunnah, then we have to restrain ourselves. The government, which is a Muslim government, will have to curb and declare as taboo and prohibited alcohol, fornication, adultery, intermingling of the kind that is taking place, and all these type of films that are being shown, and the kind of entertainment that is being given in the name of Islam. So now these things are difficult. Nobody wants to go for that, because Islam of the nafs hasn't been made. We were born Muslims, grew up in Muslim homes, and majority of us did not see in our homes any kind of Islam. We are talking about the Muslim Ummah at large now. The majority hasn't seen any kind of Islam in the lives of their parents, in the lives of their families, excepting for some salat in the life of some people. So therefore we have now come to the conclusion that Islam is the name of Salat. Islam is the name of Zakat. Islam is the name of a few tenets of, or a few practices. We consider all these things as Islam, and the rest of it is out of Islam. So there was a very large number of people who were interested in nothing but getting her to the highest position in the land. We have nothing to do with that now, but the lessons to be learned, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that nation which appoints a woman as its ruler will never succeed. Now again we will say the succession or progress that we are talking about is material progress, so that we have found that many countries they had some lady rulers and they progressed. So that is not the progress that we are talking about. But in reality, if you only have to look at that period of time when those Muslim ladies ruled, look at the Bangladesh, Khaleda Zia, look at India, Indira Gandhi's rule, look at other places, look at in Sri Lanka, what happened when those ladies were ruling? For some period of time it seemed as if there was progress, but after that what happened? Nothing but chaos. Emergency law was declared whilst we were in India during the rule of Indira Gandhi, because of the corruption, because of the turmoil, and because of the restlessness and the destruction that was taking place across the land. So all these things were happening, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he says anything, then it is the truth and nothing but the truth, although outwardly we may see something else. And sometimes the destruction is delayed because the Muslims themselves, they themselves are not practicing Islam and Sharia. So therefore Allah Ta'ala gives domination to the kuffar, to the disbelievers. And then we sit back and we criticize and we want to know why Allah Ta'ala's madad, Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, Allah Ta'ala's help, which is promised in the Quran Sharif for the believers, is not arriving. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised, they say, in the Quran Sharif. Then why is that help not arriving? When will we see that help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala has promised in the Quran Sharif His Nusrat for the Mu'mineen. But we forget that there is a condition attached to that Nusrat and to that help. In Tansurullaha Yansurkum. If you are going to help the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah will help you. And if you are going to be true believers, the promises that have been made in the Quran Sharif are to the Mu'mineen. Those people who are perfect in their iman. Not lip service iman. No promise has been made in the Quran Sharif to the person who says that I am a believer in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Akhirat, in Jannat, Jahannam. But there is no salat in the person's life. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai ke koi gent hai to koi judge. Akbar Allahabadi himself was a Muslim judge, but a very pious judge. So he says, na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj, to khushi phir iski kya hai ke koi gent hai to koi judge. He says, if that judge hasn't got namaz, roza, zakat in his life, in other words, he's not a practicing Muslim, then he can go to the highest position in the land. He says, there's no happiness in that for me, although he was a judge himself. But as I said, he was a pious judge and a very good poet also. So he says, they can go to the highest position. Somebody can be called a gentleman. Yes, great statesman, a great philosopher and a great scientist. You say, what does all that mean? It means nothing if that person hasn't got iman, he hasn't got namaz, roza, zakat in his life, he hasn't got akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life, then it means nothing. So I repeat that Islam encourages that we must progress. Nobody says mustn't progress. Amongst the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, there were some who were millionaires and even billionaires. But look at their lives. And some were very, very poor. But later in life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the Muslims of Madina Sharif also a great amount of wealth. It was flowing into Madina Sharif with all the conquests. So nobody stops from progress. A person can become a scientist, he can become an engineer, he can become doctor and philosopher. But he says, na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj, to khushi phir iski kya hai ke koi gent hai to koi judge. As Allama Iqbal Rahmatullah Ali has said very beautifully, Azan rahi ruhe bilali na rahi, falsafa raha تلقین غزالی نہ رہی، مسجد مرثیاں خواہے کہ نمازی نہ رہے، یعنی وہ صاحب اوصاف حجازی نہ رہے۔ اذان رہی، روح بلالی نہ رہی، اذان اسٹل دے تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ، اینی مسجد یو گو یو ویل ہیئر دا اذان، سے بٹ ویئر از دیٹ اسپرٹ آف حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ؟ حضرت بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کالڈ آؤٹ دا اذان، دیٹ ہارٹ ود وچ ہی کالڈ اٹ آؤٹ، اینڈ دا امپیکٹ اینڈ دا افیکٹ دیٹ اٹ ہیڈ آن دا ہارٹس آف پیپل، اینڈ دا میسج دیٹ ہی گیو تھرو دیٹ اذان، ویئر از دیٹ ٹوڈے؟ So azan rahi, ruh bilali na rahi. We listen to azans from all sides, and especially in our area, 10-20 azans you can listen to. And I have been repeatedly saying that sometimes we make a mockery of the azan. Every masjid is like a competition. Maghrib azan is given at the same time. So what is the need to have full blast? Every masjid speakers. Clash of azans. Yet the musallis just of that area will come there. But that is another subject. So he says, روحِ بلالی نہ رہی، فلسفہ رہا تلقینِ غزالی نہ رہی. There's only philosophy, philosophy, philosophy. But where is the تلقین of Imam Ghazali رحمت اللہ علیہ؟ Where is all that message that he has given to us about deen, about آخرت, about قیامت, about جنت, جہنم, and about life of a Muslim, his اخلاق, his character, his trading, his dealing, his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his family members, the fulfillment of the rights of the neighbors, and all the other teachings of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali, where is all that? So therefore here also, there is no doubt that there is a lot of call towards Islam, but which Islam? So those who were clamoring and those who were very, very desirous that Benazir should become the Prime Minister or the President of Pakistan, so what they were really asking for is destruction of Pakistan, because that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that that community, those people who will make their leaders women folk, they will lead. So then they must wait for destruction, that will be destroyed. Now people started talking, debating that when did he say, how many rawis they were there, and he said it at that time. At that time, na'uzu billah, those women folk were not as educated as our time. One great intelligent person, he says, that the women folk in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were not as educated as our time. Na'uzu billah, does that mean that his wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all the other wives of his, they all were uneducated. They did not have leadership qualities in them. Their role was different. They were given the scope to make progress, and they were given not equal, in fact, in some cases, more reward than even the men folk in their ibadah, zikr, tilawat, looking after the children, caring for the husband's needs and requirements. And then, as I discussed last week also, if there is a desperation, there is a genuine need to supplement the husband's wages because he just can't afford to pay the rent, light, water bills, and therefore she has to do something, then first of all from the father's shop, then the brother's or uncle's shop, and they too in hijab as much as possible, limiting the interacting with others. But as far as possible, doing something from home. Now all that is a different thing. It is an emergency situation. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, اِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ, when your rulers will be the best from amongst you. I'm just giving you an explanation of that hadith sharif. That when you are going to appoint the best amongst you as your rulers, now if you look at the whole Muslim world at large, who is being appointed as rulers? Father dies, son takes over. Or grandson takes over. There is no need to find out any more about what are the qualities of that person. Now here also this Benazir died. Now who do they appoint? A 19-year-old son. And he himself says that I carry on like a child still. What is he going to lead? And what akhlaq does he have? What Islam does, Islamic practices are visible in his life. So this is what we lose sight of, and then we enter into arguments and debates for no reason. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, اِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خَيَارَكُمْ, that when your leaders, those whom you appoint as your amirs, those who you appoint as your rulers, as your leaders, at the helm of your affairs, you give yourself in their control and you submit to their authority. If those people that you appoint, they are the best from amongst you. So we are not talking about the kind of democracy today where it depends on how many votes you get. They can be in one small town or one small city or one large number of people who are illiterate, uneducated, who are drunkards, who are engaging in fornication, adultery, and who are not having any kind of salat, zakat, nothing in their lives, but they are in the majority. So now if we say the democracy of the time, then it will mean that they are in the majority. So whoever they will vote, that person will come into power. Islam, that is not the democracy that Islam talks about. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when the best from amongst you, when they are going to be given authority and they are going to be your rulers, because a lot depends on what they do. They are holding power, they are holding the militaries at their command. And in this nuclear age, there are so Muslim countries who have got nuclear power. So there too you need somebody who is intelligent, who is of akhlaq and of character and understanding. And the non-Muslim countries also, those who have got nuclear power, it just needs one nut to press the button and that will be the end. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when the best from amongst you, and here we are talking about the Muslim Ummah, because we are discussing about Pakistan and whatever happened. That seems to be the talk around the world. So he said, when the best from amongst you are appointed as your rulers, when your amirs are the best, it's not that you just take anybody and say, you the amir. That person has to have akhlaq, character, iman, Islam. There's no time to go into detailed discussion of just the first point, but let us take what he says after that. وَأُمَرَاءُكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سُمَحَاءُكُمْ. And when your rich people are the generous and the kind amongst you, they are not there just to hoard their wealth, everything for me and for I, nothing for the community, nothing for the people. How many times I have said that there are many, many of us who frequent certain masajid. Our whole life we will make our namaz in that masjid. We will make use of the light, the water, the electricity, the fans, the air conditioners, everything. The nikahs of ourselves and our children and grandchildren will take place in that masjid. But we won't get tawfiq to put a few rands into that box. Why? Because somebody is paying for it. Our money is for ourselves and for our entertainment and for our luxuries and our pleasures. That is not the issue. That masjid will continue. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put into some people's hearts and they will contribute and Allah ta'ala's house will remain open. All of us who keep complaining, we don't have enough air conditioning in the hot days in certain masajid. How much did we contribute? Did we ever think of contributing? There are people who phone and will say that whatever the bill, give it to me, I'll pay the whole bill. But that is not the issue. Shouldn't each and every Muslim who makes use contribute something towards it? The rich will contribute according to their capacity, but if the poor person contributes one rand a month also, he's contributed something. Why should we only look at the rich? But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when the rich are generous amongst you, that their wealth is for themselves, for the family and for the people, for the community, they give. They are all the time giving for good causes, for the poor, for the needy, for the disasters and for everything else. And he says, وَأُمُورُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ. And when your affairs are decided by consultation, there is a shura, a consultation takes place. Now there, what is a shura? Who are supposed to be members of a shura? And what are the rights of the members? And what should be their akhlaq? And what should be the qualities and their attributes? Now all that is again a subject. Islam deals with everything. And then how will it be decided? Will it be decided by majority vote or what? Everything is in there in the kitabs. So, وَأُمُورُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ. And your matters will be decided by shura amongst yourselves. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَزَهْرُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّن بَطْنِهَا. At that time it is better to be on the surface of the earth than being beneath the earth. That means those people who will be living at such a time, when the people who have been appointed as the rulers are the best, and the rich people are the very, very generous and very kind people. And their matters are also decided by shura and consultation. So what a beautiful society that will be. And that is the kind of society that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam built up in Madina Sharif. Why is it that everybody was very, very desirous to settle in Madina Sharif? And even up till now, after 1400 years, we find that peace and that sukoon there. How many hold-ups did we hear of in Madina Sharif in this Hajj? Or in Makkah Sharif? How many shootings? How many killings? How many people were drunk in Arafat and Muzdalifah? That beautiful society that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam built up. Of course, now again they are following the Western societies in many, many matters. But I'm talking about that society that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam built up. And wherever the companions went, that is what they established. So therefore people at that time, whoever lived, they had such kind of sukoon and happiness. Every person was satisfied that whoever he deals with, this person will never ever do me down. Whoever I deal with, he is honest, he is truthful. There is no question of even taking in writing from him. Unlike us, that today if we take it in writing or the person gives it in writing, then we will find a way out. Fine print. They talk about fine print. And sometimes the print is so fine that even if you have number 11 glasses, you can't read that print. In most of the contracts or the agreement, they'll give you some fine print right at the bottom. If you buy this cell phone and then look at the fine print, that you can't even read unless you have a nice thick glass. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, at that time it is better to be on the surface of the earth. That means better to be alive than to be dead. Now just to give you the gist of the other part, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says, وَإِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ. And when your rulers, when those whom you appoint at the head of your government and your leadership, those whom you appoint as your amirs, when they are the worst amongst you, no akhlaq, no character, no iman, no yaqeen, no honesty, no truthfulness, drinking, gambling, fornicating, music, all kinds of things in their lives, when they are appointed as the rulers, when they are appointed as the rulers in the government, and the rich people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa aghniya'ukum bukhala'akum, and your rich people will be the miserly ones amongst you, very, very miserly, not prepared to spend anything out of their pockets for any good and worthy cause. Yes, you tell them to spend upon themselves and they will spend. And sometimes they're so miserly they can't even spend upon themselves too. So when such kind of rich people will be in existence, and your affairs will be decided by your women folk, they will be appointed as the rulers. That was the issue that we were discussing, the Pakistan issue. That they will be deciding factors. They will be the ones who will lead you. The men folk will race behind them and chase behind them as if there's no men folk left to rule. That is what is happening. Even in our South African government, they talk about 50-50. Now, lots of places this is happening, but then what is the condition of those governments? And even if you appoint the rulers as who are men, but if they haven't got those qualities which I discussed, then too there will be destruction and corruption. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, and we will discuss inshallah, now there is no time now, because it was taking me somewhere else now, that issue of the appointment as the head of the Persian Empire. But if Allah Ta'ala gives life, we'll discuss it some other time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when your leaders and your rulers and your amirs and those people that you appoint at the head of your affairs, then they will be the worst amongst you. And those who are rich in your society, they will be the miserly ones. And your affairs will be handed and entrusted to your women folk, that they will make the decisions. We are not talking about discussing with wives about the problems and about other issues. We are here talking about leadership roles. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ زَارِيَا. Then the bottom part of the earth, that means it's better at that time that the person is in his qabr, in his grave, than that he is on the surface of the earth alive to witness such kind of fitnas. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding. We should not just blindly accept anything and everything that comes from the east or the west. We must look into the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for a solution to our problems. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give the ummah at large the tawfiq of making amal. And Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, and the problems of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.